So you've got a date for Valentine's Day. Now to make it perfect. Staying in is the new going out, with couples opting to cuddle up with a warm home-cooked meal this Valentine's Day instead of battling the restaurant crowds. Some experts have got together to create the perfect romantic meal. I'm joined now by neurobiologist Professor Robert Picard. Hello.
Hello.
Now, how important is food to our mood?
Well, it's really important because as food travels down the alimentary tract, at least 18 different molecules are sent as signals to the brain traveling through the bloodstream, and they go straight to the hypothalamus at the base of the brain, and that controls our mood. The pleasure center is situated in the hypothalamus, so what you eat will really affect your mood.
So where do we start then when trying to create the perfect ambience and a perfect meal?
Well, the starting point is, we've suggested here curried lamb skewers with yoghurt and mint dip. The yoghurt lines the stomach and prevents the alcohol being absorbed too quickly. If you've started off with a glass of bubbly or a glass of red wine, which we'd recommend. And the cholesterol is the basic molecule that's used by the body to build sex hormones and also to build steroid hormones, which control our alertness, because the object of the exercise is to encourage the people to be warm and relaxed, but also alert.
And the red wine, it has some quite healthy attributes, doesn't it?
Yes, it helps the relaxation more than anything in this particular meal.
Right, so that's our starter out there. Yeah. It sounds very nice, quite zingy.
You like the peachy pork kebabs which come next with asparagus spears. For your listeners, peach, of course, and asparagus are both very tactile foods. And with the pork, you get a lovely blend that's particularly promotive of blood flow in the body. So it's going to do two things. This particular meal will improve blood flow in the body, and also the hemoglobin that we make derives iron from the pork, and the amount of oxygen carrying capacity of the blood will be determined by the hemoglobin. So we want the blood to be well oxygenated. No one wants to look across a particular table and see a pale face. It's nice to see a blushing face. And also the oxygen supply to the brain will be adequate to allow people to enjoy an interesting, witty conversation.
You've obviously not had dinner with me. Or every little helps, I suppose.
That can't be true.
So, like, we move on now to something a little bit different again, isn't it? The third course.
Yes. The third course is an Asian-style beef noodle with oyster sauce. And here you're getting into significant mood-changing nutrients, like zinc, for example, which will boost the libido in both men and women. So it's a particularly useful thing to have. Cows share 80% of their genes with humans. So when you eat beef, you can be sure that most of the things that the cow has had to make are required by humans. And this is particularly good for the over 60s, because over 60s individuals find it more difficult to absorb nutrients. So it's better to have a higher concentration of ready-made nutrients in the diet to maximise their health.
The only thing that I would be sticky with is the oyster sauce.
All right.
I might have to venture. I've never actually tried it before. I'm not.
Use lobster sauce if you haven't got. You can use a Five Seasons. The variety tropical. Some of the tropical sauces that contain shrimp and lobster are very good.
All right. Okay. So we're going to reward ourselves now with something sweet.
That's right. Sticky figgy pudding with vanilla ice cream. The sticky figgy pudding gives a little shot of sugars, which is important because the sugar goes straight into the bloodstream and straight to the brain, and the brain can only work on sugar, and the glucose that we're talking about can't be stored. So it's really important for your sense of alertness and your sense of well-being to have the right quantity of sugar deposited into the bloodstream, and that's what this figgy pudding will do. The vanilla ice cream, of course, completes the dairy product contribution, because we know from things like the Caerphilly study in Wales that over 25 years that dairy produce dramatically increases cardiovascular capability.
I'm learning a lot of stuff here today, I have to say. And we finish off, I suppose, with what you normally have, an after-dinner mint, perhaps?
Yep. If you finish off with an after-dinner mint, you're providing chocolate around it normally. And chocolate is a really important contribution to make to a romantic evening. Because when you eat chocolate, you definitely get the release of endorphins in the brain. There is a gender variation in this. The effect of these chemicals in chocolate on girls is much more dramatic than on boys, and the chocolate will generate a sense of well-being and a mood of empowerment.
It's all very interesting. You must have the most fantastic dinner times then, Professor.
Perhaps sometimes I know too much.
Well, incredibly interesting, and hopefully we've helped a few of you have the perfect meal on Valentine's Day, or on any other day perhaps you want to have a romantic meal. Professor Robert Picard, it's been a pleasure and very informative chatting with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.